Shortly before the official announcement, Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como pointed to a half-dozen easel-mounted charts on both sides of a podium in the Mears Middle School library. The charts showed various aspects of the district's latest adequate yearly progress report.
We met 93% of our targets. It was 98% last year, so it's down by 5%.
The AYP appraisal has 31 different targets. Failure in just one means a school does not meet AYP as a whole. The tests cover 3rd through 10th grades. Not only is student reading, writing, and math proficiency judged as a whole, but there are 9 subgroups that must meet the same standards. Some are racial or ethnic. Others include economically disadvantaged, students with disabilities, and limited English proficiency. Any school with 26 or more students falling into these categories must include the group's performance. What changed this year are the proficiency objectives.
When you look at the number of schools and how high the proficiency bar rose, we think we're still making good progress. So we've got our work to do because we've got 2 more years with this measure, and then every year after that, as the chart shows, it goes up every year.
From 2004 through 2007, schools met the language arts objective if 72% of the students passed. That's now 77%. In mathematics, the objective rose from 58% to 66%. There are 95 schools in the Anchorage district. This year, the number not making AYP jumped to 53. Last year, it was 36. Several had improved proficiency, but not enough for the new objective. The superintendent pointed out several bright spots in this year's performance tally. One was Mountain View's William Tyson Elementary School. The Title I school failed to make AYP in only one category, reflecting the school's continuing improvement efforts. Another Title I school, Creekside Elementary, achieved AYP for a 2nd year in a row and is no longer on the needs improvement list. Title I schools are those in economically disadvantaged neighborhoods. Mears Middle School, with its approximately 2,000 students, for the first time made AYP. Mears principal Mike Perkins described a broad effort involving more than teaching reading, writing, and math.
You have to make sure the kids feel safe and are comfortable in the schools. Our students feel very able to come in and connect with the teachers. We have a strong elective program, strong activity program. We've looked at strategies that help every student and have done a great deal of training for our teachers, especially in reading, writing, and math. We continue to look at the social-emotional needs of our students here because we have students coming from all sorts of backgrounds that need support outside of just the academic area.
According to the No Child Left Behind Act, Title I schools that don't make AYP in successive years must offer an enrollment choice. This year's list includes 2 new schools, the alternative Avail program, plus Ptarmigan Elementary. The other 6 are all elementary schools: Chinook, Fairview, North Star, Willowa, Willowcrest, and Tyson, which, despite progress mentioned earlier, still remains on the list.
Very few parents want their children moving to a different school. Most of them realize that they need to be part of the equation, and the schools work really hard to help them know how to assist their children. The supplemental services being able to be delivered at the school makes a difference. I think they feel much more comfortable with the people they know delivering extra tutoring after school.
District records show only about 1% of the students eligible actually change schools. The adequate yearly progress results are posted on the Anchorage School District's website, including a breakdown for each individual school, as well as a guideline for parents. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.